a sad departure from the principles of Marxist-Leninism to even side with imperialism for a moment, as she did apparently in Ethiopia. China, said Radio Moscow, is giving too much aid to U.S. interest in the African foreign policy. Western campaign on human rights is a violation of internal affairs of the Soviet Union, says Radio Moscow, and will not be tolerated. Each person that they have challenged as having violated the Soviet courts, violating their human rights, have been convicted of criminal acts against the government, so says Radio Moscow. We give you the Voice of America, we give you British Broadcasting Company, we give you Guyana Broadcasting Studios, and we give you for bonus also Radio Moscow. You can interpret news for yourself. Washington State Department has refused to talk about hijackers, extradition with the Soviet Union. Attention, there was an interruption momentarily. Radio Moscow declares that the United States is absolutely hypocritical in that they are saying in the economic summit held in Bonn with the major industrial seven major capitalist powers that they will not have any toleration for any nation that receives hijackers or that aids liberation or terrorist groups like the Red Army. However, Radio Moscow says that one named Brzezinski, a Soviet citizen, hijacked a Soviet plane to the United States, and the United States is giving him sanctuary. It said that the United States citizens did not know that, and they do not, for it's never been reported, that USA condemns Cuba and other systems for accepting hijackers, and the seven capitalist nations have refused to even have trade and bring about total economic boycott and ban all shipments of aid or supplies to any nation where guerrillas are trained or given sanctuary. And yet the United States has given sanctuary to a hijacker of a Soviet plane who had been charged with murder. Interesting. State Department refused to answer task correspondents' questions on this matter. The U.S. State Department refused to even answer the major Moscow news service, Soviet news service, TASS's questions on this matter. Soviet astronauts' spacewalk has been completed, the longest walk in the history of the world. The Organization of African Unity Assembly Session in Khartoum, Sudan. Social differentiation in Africa was condemned. Imperialist propaganda put out by U.S. and her allies, condemned. USA and French interference condemned unanimously by the over 49 nations participating in the Organization of African Unity and 30 foreign ministers who are presently meeting in Khartoum. The Khartoum Sudan conference affirmed the elimination of racism as the main task of the Organization on African Unity. It gave resolute support for Zimbabwe's liberation, refutes absolutely the internal settlement made by the United States of America, condemned forcefully the African nations did. U.S. policy of lifting the arms embargo that happened 2 days ago called on United Nations to strengthen its boycott on Union of South Africa, spoke clearly in support of the liberation of South Africa, made resolution for an inter-African force that will not be in any way influenced by USA or Paris, voted assistance to the independence of Angola against the intrigue of CIA and other reactionary forces, also voted unanimous support to Ethiopia. Interesting. The Organization of African Unity was unable to settle differences on some conflicts in Africa, like Zaire. But Zaire, at the present moment, no one knows what's happening there, as Zaire has renewed relations on its own, very cordial relations, with Angola, though Zaire is capitalist, and Zaire and Angola is pro-Soviet Marxist. Cuban Youth Festival, First Assembly of the 18,000, resolution to the support of armed struggle for the liberation of Africa. The youth festivals, I don't understand. They're 20 years. This is the 20 years old, the youth festivals, but the first time they've ever been held outside of Europe are, in fact, the Warsaw Pact. Cuba had the sympathy of all the progressives of the world in an open endorsement of the delegates from every nation, including capitalist and socialist. Dr. Fidel Castro, Prime Minister, made an analysis of the international situation. He said the Soviet Union was making a valiant attempt to avoid nuclear war. He criticized the United States' hypocrisy on human rights and hijacking. The Peking alliance with NATO on certain matters was condemned. Belgrade, Yugoslavia. The non-aligned conference is closed of 100 states. The final news. The non-aligned conference background started in the middle 50s. By 1960, only 19 African nations had gained their independence from imperialism, and imperialists tried hard to stifle them from emerging to any economic independence. Non-alignment with blocs that are both socialist and capitalist, but all anti-imperialist. 45 of the 100 non-aligned nations now are African. They agree on national unity, territorial sovereignty, non-interference by USA or NATO in African affairs or any place in the Third World, collective action by, if necessary, united armed force from non-aligned nations against colonialism, racism, imperialism. The four socialists out of the 100 nations are Yugoslavia, Cuba, Reunified Republic of Vietnam, and North Korea. Kampuchea was not called a socialist nation. Thus ends news from Moscow. And you can interpret that as you've interpreted BBC, British Broadcasting Company, Guyana Broadcasting Studio, that gives a very good news coverage, and Voice of America. Now the movie begins, Under the Pavilion. Bad.